As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is arising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Monday, I guess, July the 27th, 2009, two-hour broadcast. Now become vocal local. Coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you may call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Of course, that's become vocal local host, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96. Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Here's a big shout-out to Liberty Radio in Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. The listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. Weakening U.S. dollar, of course, yes, it continues to weaken. The markets rise, yes, the markets are rising. Any excuse works, as we say here. Just go figure. Public relations, we're going to talk a little bit about that in the first hour of today's broadcast. Public opinion, cross currents of public opinion, just a little bit touching on that. Man's role in the changing, the face of the earth is viewed from the sky. We're going to go back and continue a study that we began on Friday, taking a look at the eye in the sky technology. From a 1955's perspective, looking at the foundation of all of that. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to those market reports for Monday, July the 27th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold trading up $4.80 at $956.40. Certainly hope you took advantage of the low prices of gold earlier in the past month. Looks like they're going to continue to rise for some time. Anyway, gold is at $956.40. Silver up 20 cents, above $14 now at $14.07 an ounce. Platinum trading up $23 so far in the day at $1,209. Palladium up a buck today, $260 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far this morning, about a $9 spread. The low is at $951.50. The high is at $960.60. Gold standing at $956.40 represents a $28.10 increase. If you were purchasing gold a year ago on July the 27th, thereabouts, you would now have a $28.10 return on your investment for 3.03%. Not bad. You get better. You can't get better than that at a bank. The London Gold Fix, the boys said it at $956 this morning. Well, no surprise, it's trading at $956.40. Dow Jones go off into the stock areas. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed Friday up 24 points at 9,093. In the equities, the NASDAQ was up off 8 points to 1,966. We'll pick it up right there on the other side of our first break. Stay with us.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette or e-cigarette is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and create a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Magic Phone Guard for only $29.95. You can fire your phone company, fire your lawyer, fire your government, fire all phone tappers, fire your nosy family extension eavesdroppers, fire your parents listening, fire your boss listening, fire your girlfriend listening, fire your wife listening, fire your boyfriend listening, fire your husband listening. Magic Phone Guard does it all. Order now for complete phone privacy. If the light is green, your phone line is clean. Magic Phone Guard state-of-the-art circuitry monitors your phone lines 24 hours a day, keeping them private. The CIA bought Phone Guard, and so should you. Order now at www.magicphoneguard.com. That's www.magicphoneguard.com. Or call 1-800-234-5326. That's 1-800-234-5326. And order now for your phone security.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, July the 27th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Jeff Thomas told you right, my name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today, as always. Let's go back into those market reports and close it out for Monday, July the 27th. Again, gold was trading up $4.80 at $956.40. Silver was up 20 cents at $14.07. Platinum was up $23 at $1,209 an ounce. Palladium up a buck at $2.60. And the Dow Jones closed up Friday on at 24 points, 9,093. The NASDAQ closed off 8 points at 1,966. The standard no so very poor 500 up 3 points at 979, maybe terminating this rally that they've been looking at there for a while. Anyway, we'll find out more about the S&P as the day continues. The crude oil, they use 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, up 25 cents at $68.30. The U.S. dollar index, here's the indicator for today, dropping 31 basis points, trading at 78.56. Of course, we're going to see that roll over into the foreign exchange, and it certainly does. Big news today about the Canadian dollar taking on a brand new, a place in the sun, if you will, up 53 basis points, trading at 93 cents. It's really not much of a move, folks. I wouldn't rush out and load up on those Canadian dollars today, but nevertheless, lots of news, lots of ink being spilled about that. We've been following it. We've been watching it. So this is the no-spin zone when it comes to the markets. The Mexican peso still trading at 8 cents. It had a 6-point move upward, but you remember that for the last couple of months, it's been running around 7 cents. So it's about as strong as the Canadian dollar. Our trading partners, the Canadian dollar at 93 cents U.S. and the Mexican peso for 8 cents. And the euro up 48 basis points. It's almost as strong a move upward today as the Canadian dollar, trading at $1.43 U.S. The British pound up 44 points, trading at $1.65 U.S. The Swiss franc still outstripping the Canadian dollar. Amid all kind of yak about the Swiss franc going down, well, that's really not happening. But it's up 48 basis points, trading at 94 cents U.S. So there's your foreign exchange rates. In the bond market today, the 2-year bond is at 1.05%. The 10-year bond is trading at 3.75%. The 30-year at 4.64%. So everything's stacking up just fine in the bond market. For mortgages, off again a month from 1 month prior. The 15-year mortgage is trading at 4.90%. The 30-year mortgage is also down month on month. It's now trading at 5.42, down from 5.56%. So if you're in the market for a mortgage, of course, those mortgage rates are coming down, but don't expect to get a mortgage at that price. You'll have to pay points added and everything else. Probably have to take your mortgage broker out to lunch or something. Anyway, it seems that we have more news coming off of Bloomberg in regard to tightening the credit becomes Bernanke's bind in bond part as the bond purchases unwind. Well, anyway, Yalman Onaran writes this. He says, now that the U.S. economy shows tentative signs of recovery. Oh, really? Where was that, Yalman? Anyway, James Bullard, the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, Missouri in the news again. I'll have to look for those articles. James Bullard, the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, Missouri, wants the Fed to adopt a plan for taming the inflation he expects may follow the end of the recession. Well, good for you, James. It's about time somebody asked for a plan. Unless the central bank puts a strategy in place and presents it to the public, inflation expectations may run rampant, Bullard says. He's pessimistic. Such a plan will be forthcoming, however. Here's his quote. I think I'm an army of one on that, Bullard said in an interview after a speech in Philadelphia on June the 30th. The Fed always faces a hard choice as recessions run their course. This one, this is parenthetically inside of this article, this one began in December of 2007. Of course, back in 2007, in December, you weren't finding any articles on Bloomberg talking about the depression or recession, but they're talking about it now in hindsight. It can keep pushing to revive growth and avoid deflation. An extended drop in prices like the one that devastated the U.S. economy in the early 1930s, or it can take aim at inflation and risk strangling the recovery before it takes hold. Lots of words there. The unprecedented steps the central bank has taken to battle the credit crunch, especially in purchases of mortgage-backed securities, poses an inflation risk. That's trickier. Gotta watch those tricky inflation risks. Trickier than in previous recessions, says Joseph Mason. I don't know which degree he is. A banking professor at Louisiana State University in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Don't count on the Fed to get it right, says economist Alan Meltzer of Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh. By the way, Mellon, speaking of melons, had a wonderful watermelon over the weekend. I don't know if you've been to your local farmer's market lately, but I had a couple of dandy watermelons delivered to my doorstep by a good friend of mine who has a field of watermelons. Delightful, irrigated Missouri, southwest Missouri, sunshine watermelons. Just wanted to go face down in that big melon, but let's go back to this big melon. Alan Meltzer of Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh. The central bank has often lacked the resolve to pursue unpopular policies to keep prices in check, says Meltzer, who's the author of two volumes chronicling the Fed from 1913 to 1986. So you just call Alan Meltzer the chronicler of the Fed. The Fed, here's a quote from Meltzer, the Fed throughout its history has carried out a strategy of taking care of today's problems, not looking into the future, Meltzer says. Kind of rather damning comment there, Meltzer. But of course, with a name like Meltzer of Carnegie Mellon, you have the authority to do that. Here's the Great Depression. So far, inflation has shown no signs of heating up. Amazing. So far, inflation has shown no signs of heating up, nor has deflation reared its head. How are things doing at your local grocery store? Oh, the reason why is, okay, let's continue with the article. The U.S. core inflation rate, which excludes food and energy costs, well, that's why you don't see inflation, folks. It's because the grocery store and the gas station are excluded from that. So anyway, fell to 1.7% as of June from 2.4% at the beginning of the recession. At the beginning of the recession? Yes, that's December 2007. Now we've got it on a timeline. In the Great Depression, consumer prices fell for more than 3 years at an annual pace as high as 10%. Consumer prices fell for more than 3 years during the Great Depression. That sounds like a deflation to me. Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin S. Bernanke, who has published academic research on the Depression's causes, is wary. Wary. Not scary, but wary. He said in June that the Fed continues to watch for deflation. I wonder if they're up on the roof, got their binoculars out, watching for deflation. Maybe so. Anyway, we'll pick it up right there on the other side and continue with this morning's news. Stay with us.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Thank you.
And we're back once again, and going back to this article here off of Bloomberg again. It says, in the Great Depression, consumer prices fell for more than 3 years. Of course, there were a lot of stockbrokers falling in New York for a while during that depression, too. But anyway, it fell for more than 3 years at an annual pace as high as 10%. Then it goes on, talks about Beam and Bernanke. He says the central bank has the tools it needs to reverse its monetary easing. Before it was quantitative easing, now it's monetary easing. Basically, that's pumping massive numbers of digits into the system. But it says it has the needs to reverse its monetary, it has the tools that it needs. A bunch of tools. You know, that's Ben Bernanke, a real tool. They have the tools that it needs to reverse its monetary easing when it's time to fight inflation. Of course, they're going to create the inflation, then they're going to fight the inflation. It's kind of like the drug war, right? Anyway, the Fed balance sheet, Bullard among the minority worrying about inflation. Oh, really? James Bullard, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, among the minority worrying about more inflation. Says the real risk is simmering on the central bank's balance sheets by making loans and buying securities to unfreeze the credit markets. The Fed has doubled its balance sheets, assets to $2 trillion in the past year. Be careful, Mr. Bullard. Things can happen in St. Louis, too. About half of that expansion came through short-term lending to financial institutions. The Fed is scaling back those facilities. It's the rest of the balance sheet growth that concerns Bullard, especially $661 billion of MBSs. MBSs, more BSs. Acquired to push down rates on the home loans. The Fed has said it may buy as much as $589 billion more. I call those politically toxic assets, says Ben Steele, B-E-N-N Steele, by the way, a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations in New York. Selling those bonds would boost home buyers' borrowing costs and stall the recovery of the housing market. I wonder if that's a prediction from Ben Steele or a directive. Lender reserves. Traditionally, the work of a central bank has been simple. Lower your benchmark rate to counter a recession and raise it when the economy recovers to prevent inflation. The current crisis shows the limits of that approach. Even after the U.S. federal funds rate was cut to zero last year. Kind of hard to cut it below that, isn't it? Well, I guess you could have a minus. As they're doing in Japan, we could just send checks out to everyone. Free loans, free money. Even after the U.S. federal funds rate were cut to zero late last year, the economic slide worsened. U.S. gross domestic product fell at 5.5% annual rate in the first quarter of 2009. Benjamin Bernanke responded with the loans and the purchases of the MBSs and blah, 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 blah. Untested blah, blah, blah goes on further and further. Down here at the bottom here says stagflation. See, stagflation is the one they don't want to talk about. But this author closes his article with this. Stagflation Silber is writing a book about Volcker's fight against inflation in the 70s when prices rose even during recessions. The public's view that there was a lack of will to fight inflation helped cause this phenomenon known as stagflation. This is one reason Bullard wants the Fed to actually publish a plan for tackling inflation and not just draft it for internal purposes. Well, Mr. Bullard, the best of luck to you with that. I hope they do publish a plan. Here's another one. Seems like Barry the Usurper is getting his hands slapped by Israel and their supporters. The Zionists of the World Unite, you know, by Jonathan Furziger off of Bloomberg, July 27th, New News. The Renko Group, Inc., founder Ira Rennert, and Bingo Entrepreneur, kind of runs in the family, wonder if he's related to Madoff, Bingo Entrepreneur Irving Moskowitz are among U.S. donors who have given $25.4 million in 5 years to build Jewish homes in Arab parts of Jerusalem, the same areas where President I don't call him that, where Barry the Usurper is pressing Israel to stop such construction. Careful, Barry. Better remember which side of the bread you've got buttered. the same areas where Bury the Usurper is pressing Israel to stop such construction. You know, they always talk about human development settlements. Well, the American contributions detailed in its Internal Revenue Service records have gone to organizations such as Eteret Kohanim. The group says that it's bought at least 45 properties, most in Jerusalem's Muslim quarter, to advance its goal of settling a Jewish majority in the now predominantly Arab or Arub old city. Isn't that curious? Kind of carrying on the tradition that started by Ben Gurion and the others. That's what they're doing. The donations have also funded plans or have helped fund plans to build Jewish homes on the Shepherd Hotel site in the Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood. The U.S. State Department 2 weeks ago asked Israel, to halt the project, which has been condemned as a threat to Israeli-Palestinian peace prospects by the French government, the European Union and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. Interesting. Plans to build homes for Jews in that part of the city are, quote, the type of issue that should be subject to permanent status negotiations, close quote. In the Middle East process, State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley told reporters on July the 20th, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said at July 19th cabinet meeting in response to the U.S. criticism that Israelis wouldn't tolerate any restrictions on use buying property in the city, quote, our sovereignty in Jerusalem is indisputable, Netanyahu, aged 59, said, according to a government transcript. Palestinian capital. While West Bank settlements also attract American contributors, Jerusalem is the region's main flashpoint, said Gershom Gorenberg, the author of the, quote, Accidental Empire, Israel and the Birth of the Settlements. And we've talked about Chapter 7 in the United Nations Agenda 21 Program of Action, but we talk about the promotion of human settlement development, the idea of settlers. And it's just a page right out of the Old West of America. It was good for the Americans to wipe out the Indians as they made their westward expansion. All of the little pioneers and settlers. And so if it was good for the goose, it's good for the gander, I guess, and that's the Israeli modus operandi. While West Bank settlements also attract American contributors, again, Jerusalem is the region's main flashpoint. Donors want to prevent any political compromise that might lead to a peace agreement, Gorenberg said. What? Donors want to prevent any political compromise that might lead to a peace agreement? Yes, nobody's looking for peace in the Middle East. Eteret Kohanim leaders point to the old municipal records and maps that show a Jewish majority in Jerusalem's old city between 1880 and 1936, before Jordan captured the area in 1948. Most of the properties they have bought once had Jewish owners, the group says. We are coming home. We're growing. We're building, and it will continue, said Yossi Bomerol, former executive director of the Eteret Kohanim. He now raises money for the West Bank settlement of Hebron. Obama, 47 years old, has picked the wrong battle, says Michael Rubin, a resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute in Washington. No zoning commissioner. Obama should be president and broker final status talks. He shouldn't be the zoning commissioner, or should we say zoning czar. Close quote, Rubin said in an email yesterday. If Obama is saying that since Jerusalem is disputed, no construction should be permitted, he's now going to face demands about all construction in the city, both Arab and Jewish.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again. The call-in number, folks, is 866-841-1065. If you want to weigh in on any of the topics discussed on the broadcast or bring any other topics up, I guess that would be all right as well. And nevertheless, let's go back into a little bit more. You know, we don't have any papal bulls or golden calves on this network, at least not on this broadcast. Can't speak for all the hosts. I have no golden calves to raise. But when I was reading through my Encyclopedia Americana over the weekend, which I really enjoyed doing when I have the time, it was a wonderful weekend for reading. Should have mowed the lawn, but I didn't. Not a lawn boy either. Anyway, came across an interesting article on propaganda. Here, I'll share it with you now. A propaganda. It's a shortened name for the Congregatio di Propaganda Fidei, which is the Congregation for Propagating the Faith, founded by Pope Gregory the 15th in 1622. It consists of a number of cardinals with cardinal prefect at their head, and a vast number of inferior agents or employees. It is the central missionary association of the whole Roman Catholic Church and superintends and guides missionary operations in all parts of the world. Connected with it is the Collegium Su Seminarium di Propaganda Fidei, or FIDE, usually called the Collegium Urbanum, after its founder, Pope Urban VIII, who instituted it in 1627 for the education of missionaries, students of all nationalities, subject to the propaganda of being here received and trained and maintained free of expense from the age of 14 years. Curious. very curious, is it not? So much remains the same, even as time changes. Converts to the Roman Catholic Church who have come to Rome are instructed and supported by its funds. And then it gives you some things to consult here from the Catholic Encyclopedia, Volume 12, and so on. In general, continuing here, same article, right out of the encyclopedia, in regards to propaganda under that subhead. In general, the usage of the term quote-unquote propaganda has become current as a synonym for any planned and concerted attempt to influence public opinion, particularly by indirect means. Before America's entry into the World War, where the Allied powers and the Central powers prosecuted vigorous campaigns in this country in an effort to discredit the respective enemy and to arouse a public sentiment in favor of American intervention. And this encyclopedia article was published in the 1951 edition of the Encyclopedia Americana, but there's nothing that indicates to my mind in this article or in the footnotes that this was written any time after about 1927. And there are many articles throughout this particular set of encyclopedias like that. But let's continue again. And just hear the words. Before America's entry into the World War, of course, we're talking about the First World War. Actually, it's World War, the worldwide war, Part A and Part B. Before America's entry into the World War, the Allied powers and the Central powers prosecuted vigorous campaigns in this country, that would be America, in an effort to discredit the respective enemy and to arouse a public sentiment in favor of American intervention. Seems to be rather old school, doesn't it? Heard quite a bit about Iraq, Afghanistan. Look at all the efforts that are being used now to discredit Iranian leadership, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, and the others. Continuing, indirect methods were employed, such as the publication of provocative books and pamphlets by supposedly disinterested authors. Clever, that technique. The issuance of misleading news articles. We talk about the regurgitorium here every morning, don't we? The circulation of biased viva voce reports, biased radio reports, biased news anchors, biased advertising, etc. I mean, this morning, Barry the Usurper has raised the ire of a Jewish bingo magnate. My. Similar methods have been very successfully used by large industrial organizations, can you say Monsanto, and other interested groups. Automobile manufacturers, piano manufacturers, political parties, publishers, etc. are striking contemporary examples. Up on Bloomberg this morning, I didn't bother to print it out, it's a rather specious article. But apparently the Japanese automakers are appealing to Japanese women to get them to buy the new Prius hybrid. That's right. Yep, they've put out a model that's in candy apple red, and it has rhinestones and little heart-shaped appliques all over it. It goes back to the old Volkswagen Beetle in the time of the 60s when we had little peace, love, and dove stickers we put all over cars. Anyway, that's on propaganda. Let's go into a little bit more. Found another article that I thought was rather interesting in the same encyclopedia. And this under public relations. You see how related these are, public relations and propaganda. Interesting, though, they have this peculiar Catholic root. But that's just universalism. Although its roots are old and deep, public relations has existed in its present form for such a relatively short time that there is little general agreement on its precise definition, its proper scope, or its normal responsibilities. Public relations, PR department, you know. One rather widely held but perhaps oversimplified definition has termed it good conduct and getting credit for it. Good conduct and getting credit for it. It might be better understood, however, if it is its definition were expanded somewhat as follows. Here it is. Listen carefully. Public relations. This is 50 years old information. Public relations is the art of analyzing, influencing, and interpreting a person, idea, group, or business so that its behavior will conform to the greatest degree possible with the public interest. Very, very telling. Hopefully something will ring in your mind as well. How public relations works throughout the 1930s and up to 1946 at least, public relations suffered greatly from misunderstanding. The term itself and the application of it was mingled carelessly with other related, but by no means synonymous terms and activities, with propaganda, publicity, press agentry, advertising, and even with public opinion research. Some of these, notably research and publicity, serve public relations as tools of it. In an essential capacity, public relations and advertising certainly have a close relationship, but neither can be considered subservient or superior to the other. The public relations man often employs advertising as one of his tools. Bernanke has lots of tools, you know. But invariably, it is a special form of advertising, or more appropriately known as public relations advertising. It has that title because it's designed to promote not the purchase of the company's products or services, but the acceptance of its ideas. The acceptance of its ideas. Very important. Conversely, the advertising man often uses a public relations tool, publicity, in promoting the sale of products, but he does not customarily use public relations to do so. Advertising has been aptly called salesmanship in print. Its normal function is to support or aid the sale of products or services. Thus, while public relations and advertising have certain traits, techniques, and tools common to each other, they normally overlap only in the sense that once a company has established its public relations policy, the advertising, like everything else it does, must conform to it. Now, there's a lot more to this article. I'm only going to share a bit more. But it's quite lengthy, and it goes into detail as to the founding of this idea of public relations, and it gets into the history of public relations. And it shows how both business and governments make great hay with this concept of public relations. And we'll find out more about that right after this. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
And we're back once again, and just going into just a little brief overview of public relations and the concept of it. You might want to do a little bit of research on it. Fascinating, indeed, how we get used and abused, how we have been as some kind of specimen put into a petri dish and slipped under the microscope, and we've been studied intently for a long time. You know, the leadership consider us to be the dumping ground for the products made all over the world. You know, I like to call it cheap Chinese plastic crap, the Communist Red Army products. We are the dumping ground because we're a society of consumers, and all that's built on the foundation that was laid by the public relations man. But here in this article, it continues, it says many different publics. Originally, public relations concerned itself with only one public. All the people in the country or the community in which it, the client had interests. Of course, government has interests everywhere today, right inside of your computer, right inside of your telephone line, right inside of your bloodstream. Certain of the early practitioners, this would be Edward Bernays. By the way, if you want to look that name up on the internet, put it into your Google, your Google, your dog pile, or your web ferret, or your favorite browser, Firefox maybe. It's Edward L. Bernays, spelled just like you think, but B-E-R-N-A-N-A-Y-S, B-E-R-N-A-Y-S, as opposed to Bernays sauce, which is a French spelling and sometimes confuses people. But anyway, certain of the early practitioners, Edward Bernays, for example, developed simple but effective devices for reaching such general groups. On many of his problems, Bernays would concentrate on getting his points across to the few hundred or thousand most influential people, the opinion leaders, and trust that their views would filter down through other groups to the general public. Now, last week, visiting with Vicki Davis, we reported on a meeting that was held down in Mississippi where Janet Napolitano met with the Association, American Association of Governors, and she ran a public relations campaign on the governors. She didn't come alone. She brought a panel of experts, the experts say, including Motorola CEO, the head of the FEMA, an accountant, and an insurance broker. But anyway, the whole idea there was the promotion of this culture of safety. And of course, all of the various and sundry downline of that. The multi-jurisdictional task forces, the JTTF, the Joint Terrorism Task Forces, etc., all of that nonsense. But they make great hay out of this concept, established here by Edward Bernays, concentrating on getting his points across to the few hundred or thousand most influential people, in this case, the governors, and Janet Napolitano enjoin or encourage the governors to use the bully pulpit of their office. You get their departments of education, their boards of education, and their school superintendents in line and on board with the vaccinations coming in September for the H1N1 swine squirts and sweats flu. We reported on that a little bit as well last week. But continuing, understand this idea, concept of regionalism, and how important it is for FEMA and the State Emergency Management Agency, SEMA, and the regional 10, I think it's 10 regional FEMA regions, and all of the various councils and boards that are built up and part of that, all of these different tiers, the fusion centers, the NIMS centers, the E911, Enhanced 911 call centers all across America, how important it is to use this stepping stone system, this public relations process, to get the word out and trust that their views would filter down through other groups to the general public. And so it comes right out in the local small town newspaper. You see how effective this is. We're being treated like a consumer society here. They're using marketing techniques on us all the time. Here's a little bit of information to give you some background on this. The whole war experience bore out completely a widely quoted statement by Avraham Springsteen, also known as Abraham Lincoln. Of course, we're talking about the War of Northern Aggression here, the War of Secession, sometimes called the Civil War. Here's a quote from Lincoln himself. Quote, "In this and like communities, public sentiment is everything. With public sentiment, nothing can fail. Without it, nothing can succeed. Consequently, he who molds public sentiment goes deeper than he who enacts statutes or pronounces decisions. He makes statutes and decisions possible or impossible to be executed." Close quote. Public relations, understood by Abraham Lincoln. How long this has been coming on us and at us, as they say. And it continued all through the war. But we have already covered too much of that for today. If you'll recall, we also went into E.V. Dicey's public opinion and cross currents of public opinion. E.V. Dicey held the Vicenian chair that was established for William Blackstone first, but he held it, and he came to the United States, and in a series of lectures, he taught on the importance of public opinion, on shaping law and legislation. When we are out and about in the things that we do, we are up against many, many, many years, decades and decades and decades of research on how to shape public opinion, how to get us to buy in. Sometimes in the writings promulgated by FEMA, they talk about obtaining public buy-in. The idea for the Democratic Party is known as affirmative action, and the Republican Party coined the term voluntary compliance. Perhaps you've heard that before. So there's a whole bunch that has to do with that. And if we can understand the programming and become vocal local, blocking that globalist programming as it transitions from global to local, if we will but become vocal local right where we are in our towns and our cities and our counties and our states, and diligently do our homework, and then be vocal, local, to help these various and sundry aldermen and small town mayors and big city mayors and city council members and school board members and water board members and health board members and hospital board members and all of the rest of this pluralistic pea soup of alphabet agencies, if we will but attend their meetings and shine a little bit of light on the propaganda, this Catholic program of propaganda proselytizing for converts to climate change and peak oil and sustainable development and smart growth and new urbanism, Agenda 21 and all of its manifestations, the United Nations International Migration and Development Agenda, and so much more. But if we would just speak truth to power at the appropriate time, before these various programs are implemented, once they've been implemented, excising them is extremely difficult, my friends. Getting them out of your community is far harder than stopping them from being implemented. And it takes hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pairs of eyes all across America watching the local newspapers and attending these boards and councils and these Soviet meetings, listening, researching, and at the appropriate point inserting truth to power as you become vocal local right where you are. This is a very, very powerful message, one that can alter history. Folks, we will be back on the other side for hour number two. Do stay with us. We will be back after this brief commercial intermission.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Magic Phone Guard for only $29.95, you can fire your phone company, fire your lawyer, fire your government, fire all phone tappers, fire your nosy family extension eavesdroppers, fire your parents listening, fire your boss listening, fire your girlfriend listening, fire your wife listening, fire your boyfriend listening, fire your husband listening. Magic Phone Guard does it all. Order now for complete phone privacy. If the light is green, your phone line is clean. Magic Phone Guard state-of-the-art circuitry monitors your phone lines 24 hours a day, keeping them private. The CIA bought Phone Guard, and so should you. Order now at www.magicphoneguard.com. That's www.magicphoneguard.com.
WARZ.com or call 1-800-234-5326. That's 1-800-234-5326 and order now for your phone security.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And we are back once again on our Monday, July the 27th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to become vocal local. Beginning our second hour of today's broadcast, we come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, just a few days away. Oracle Broadcasting Network will be celebrating its first birthday, August the 14th, and there is an opportunity on the website, the homepage, for you to go in and put in a voice birthday card, a happy birthday message to Oracle. And so if you have the time today or the inclination, you might want to visit around and scurry around on the website and see if you can find that important place and leave your message of encouragement to the network. Certainly, my name is William Roberts, and I've always got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you. So often my solution is the same solution, almost like a retread. But if we cannot understand that we have this established two-party political system that has a stranglehold on the people, a jackboot right on your throat, and that from its inception, the established two-party political system has been a vehicle for advancing special interests into positions of power, if not absolute power. And as Lord Acton, of course, that's not his real name, that was just his lordship's name, said, what did Lord Acton say? Oh, yes, this is what he said. Power tends to corrupt. And absolute power corrupts absolutely. And so by buying the influence of these Congress whores, all of the various and sundry entrepreneurs in this pluralist society, all of the various and sundry cheeping birds up on the wire, all of these groups and clubs and organizations have brought control of this country away from the people. I should say wrested control. Now, last week we were talking about the 40th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon hoax, mooning America. And Lee played a very interesting clip on his Friday broadcast for William Cooper's coverage of that, especially the photographic aspects of it, quite an anomaly itself, but of course, if you can't get to the moon, then all of the photographs, they just verify that we can't get to the moon. You're going to have to somehow or another break through this ionosphere, the thermosphere, primarily, where the temperatures just continue to rise and rise the further away from the center of the Earth you get, and then deal with all of the radiation, etc. The Earth is surrounded by our Creator, gave us this atmosphere, a protection, if you will, a comfort zone under which life could live and above which life cannot, as we know it. Anything that goes out beyond just the very closest Earth orbit, the LEOs, the low Earth orbit, anything beyond that is sterile. In my opinion, I don't believe we have the technology to be able to deal with those kinds of temperatures and sustain any kind of life reasonably beyond that level, beyond that elevation, that altitude. But we began a study of this writing from the Princeton Symposium back in 1955, the International Symposium on Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth. And in this particular treatise written by E.A. Gutkind, Our World from the Air, air conflict and adaptation, we're going to find out some of the uses of air travel and low Earth orbit. Stay with me.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again, and we can just go from this point in this article and continue our discussion that we began on Friday. The conquest of the air enables mankind for the first time in its history to experience this interaction in all its innumerable ramifications. A new time, a new scale in time and space has been added to our mental and material equipment. A new scale in time and space has been added. The airplane has given us a synoptic view, the author writes, and dropping down, picking up about where we left off. The old scale has been destroyed, and man as an individual being is cut loose from the totality of the forces which play on the environmental field. So early, so many years ago, we started advancing this idea of the environment and equity in the economy, the three E's of sustainable development. After I read this many, many, many hundreds of pages, this is a 1,083 page tome here. When I put this book down after having read it for the second time, I realized that I just read the information that set up this whole paradigm that we live in, that so many of these scientists and authors and researchers and writers laid out the basis for sustainable development and the growth of the 21st century. But again, our author writes, the old scale had been destroyed, and man as an individual being is cut loose from the totality of the forces which play on the environmental field. The airplane is the instrument which has introduced this new scale as an inescapable reality, bridging the gap between the smallest social unit, the individual human being, and the largest unit, the universe. Between, as it were, the social microscope and the social telescope. And so man has been placed in this petri dish and slipped under the microscope and studied from the sociological point of view every way to Sunday. And here in 1955, in this symposium, in this treatise written by E.A. Gutkind, he is also advancing the idea that man from the petri dish is looking out with a telescope into the universe. And he continues. He says, this has nothing to do with the mock heroic flights into space or the megalomaniac idea of launching artificial satellites. You notice the view he held at that time, something well before Sputnik, eh? Which would revolve around the Earth. The solution lies somewhere nearer home and is less expensive. It lies within ourselves, but it may cost more effort than to discover the brave new world. His words, quote, quote, Aldous Huxley, Brave New World, The Brave New World Revisited, this symposium, 1955, The Brave New World in the Outer Spaces of the Heavens. Now recall, we're dealing with a low Earth orbit. We need to correctly define terms and come to the proper senses and meanings of words that we use, because we fall into error when we think of the term space and space travel. Space and space travel. That's the kind of stuff that 2001, A Space Odyssey, showed in the theaters. That's the kind of stuff that Spock and Kirk and all the rest of them had on, what was it, Star Trek. Space. Boldly going where no man has gone before, blah, 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 blah. But there's a difference between aeronautics and astronomics. And I'm confident that we're still in aeronautics and have not advanced deeply into astronomics. Continuing from this, he continues and says, it makes us aware of the inescapable fact that only differences of degree, not of principle, distinguish nations. Now, what's he talking about in that? I'll say it again. It makes us aware of the inescapable fact that only differences of degree, not of principle, distinguish nations. You see, once we get up into this brave new world, once we go up in the outer spaces, the near Earth or low Earth orbits, and we have put our bed of satellites up there, all of the Star Wars technology, of course, once we flew around the Earth in C-130s, and as our guest last Wednesday mentioned, the R, I think 130s you mentioned, the reconnaissance model of that, or version of those aircraft, once we fly around and begin to photograph the Earth, once we are flying around at 50,000, 60,000 feet above the surface of the Earth and we're looking down, all of these little borders that have been set up by princes and principalities in the rise of statism, you can't see them clearly from those orbit altitudes or those altitudes. They don't appear. When you look at the aerial photography, you have to add them in, you have to draw them in, photogrammetry, aerial surveying, things like that. But they're there because they've been defined on the ground legally. But once again, they're opening up a new line of reasoning here. And I'll just jump ahead. There's so much in this article. The great seismograph reveals all these landmarks of the perennial revolution. What is this great seismograph? Looking down at the sprawling cities of the progressive countries, the large fields of the New World, Russia worked by tractors, the revolution of the machine still present, and so on. The small and compact villages of the African tribe, a collective settlement of Israel in a walled town of Iran. All of these things are visible from above, looking down. And we don't get that without this other scale, unless you go up on your Google Earth and look at your house from above and then zoom out and zoom out and fly from point A to point B. You start to get an idea of where the super social scientists are thinking as they consider themselves to be little g gods in dominion of this planet we call Earth. But this great seismograph reveals all these landmarks of the perennial revolution, revolution and counter-revolution. We've talked about that, crisis theory. But only if we can sense the deep unity in the worldwide diversity of the innumerable features which the struggle between man and nature has imprinted on the earth, can we hope to understand the intensity and variety and the interdependence and the true significance of what the past has to teach us. Interdependence here now. Diversity. Unity. The struggle between man and nature imprinted on the earth. You see, we don't get that between the eyes when we're just walking or riding a horse or in an ox cart. Feel it really, you have to go above and see it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
And we have returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local, working from a treatise written by E.A. Gutkind for this 1955 symposium, Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth. And he continues here, he says, we must work out a new relationship to the external world and conceive it as an ever-changing pattern of phenomena and events, all intimately connected with one another, as an expanding environment abounding in inspiring possibilities. The synoptic view demands the appreciation of the whole nexus of relations in every detail and of the creative potentiality of every detail within the whole. In a more precise way, this can be expressed once more as the simultaneous need for analysis and synthesis. So many people point to Hegel, William Friedrich Hegel, and talk of the Hegelian dialectic, but Hegel wrote much more than that. But this idea of thesis and antithesis and synthesis continue like a drone in an Irish bard's war chest, like a drone always going on behind the background, postulating theses and antitheses and creating synthesis from them. But here, if you could see this particular book and this treatise, it's accompanied by aerial photography at a time when still the ground lens was good. Not phenomenal, but good. At a time before these credit card-sized digital cameras, at a time when we still use lenses on our cameras. Remember the use of the term, the Hasselblad camera on the Apollo 11 and subsequent missions. Very excellent lenses, very excellent camera. Now made obsolete by the digital technology. At least for some. But here in this figure two on this particular page, we see China farmland from an altitude, an aerial view, a photograph taken from the air from an altitude of 4,500 feet. And if you'll access that Google Earth feature, it's a free download if you haven't, it is rather interesting. You can choose the altitude of your view. And then you can change the horizon or the angle or the perspective in those photographs. They didn't have that capacity at the time these kinds of photographs were made. But remember that 4,500 feet above the surface is a very low elevation comparatively. You start talking about going the hundreds of thousands of miles between here and the moon, that's a whole nother kettle of fish. But continuing here from the article, or in the treatise, I should say, and for those who are never happy without a new pigeonhole, it may be added that something like a new discipline is needed, which, for want of a better name, might be called, quote, quote, here now, social ecology. Social ecology. 1955. Social ecology. The goal of social ecology is wholeness, taking a holistic approach. The goal of social ecology is wholeness and not a mere adding together of innumerable details. This would lead us too far, for in the last instance, environment is everything. From the suits we wear to the universe, the whole of the external world, the natural and man-made environments coalesce, and no clear demarcation line can be drawn between the two. However, we should always remember that we are influenced by an unlimited variety of environmental conditions, and that our immediate environment is, in all its ramifications, itself always part of the greater whole. Ecology, in its original sense, is the study of the relation of animals to their habitat. And aren't we just the cattle on the field, on the global plantation these days? It continues and follows down further. The main lessons we can learn from animal ecology is the need for studying human communities as a whole and in their total relationship to their physical and social environment. Now, of course, a lot of this means perhaps more to me than it does to you. I have studied a fair amount of the writings of all of the various prominent urban planners, the Garden Cities programs, etc. I understand a lot about compact cities and the design of subdivisions and their layout and their construction, having done that. But these photographs in this article are phenomenal because they show you the development, the human settlement developments in various places. Here we have Nahalal, Israel, based on four cardinal principles: equal distribution of land, mutual aid, equal work for all, and cooperative purchasing and marketing. This is like a feudal manor on a circular scale, radiant out. There's another one in Bostam, Iran. The place of pilgrimage in northern Iran is protected by a fortress wall and surrounded by its fields. It's forming a compact oasis in the desert plain. Compact cities, new urbanism, sustainable development. England and Somerset, Bath, the extremes of two different periods confront each other. These are just captions under these photographs. Culture, masterful restriction and unity, and imaginative town planning on the one hand, ruthless confusion and unimaginative sprawl on the other, social disintegration and chaos are the result. There's a certain amount of public relations going on in this article, championing for the need of social ecology and urban planning. Nothing happens by accident in politics, they say. Going down a bit further here in this article, it says, if we fail to grasp the particular form of the forms of thought, which is characteristic of our time, if we fail to sense the translucent atmosphere which pervades our lives, we remain at best helpless and confused wanderers on this earth, and at worst irresponsible tinkerers who squander the riches entrusted to them by nature. There's much to that. To calm the doubts of the eternal realist, we must also cite Kant. Not Comte. Comte. Although they may regard him as an utterly impractical and useless phenomenon in the harsh world of what they call hard facts, they might yet be induced to ponder over what he says in the Critique of Judgment. Quote, we can imagine an intellect which, while it is not discursive like our own, but intuitive, proceeds from the general synthesis, from the ideas as a whole as such, to the particular. That is, from the whole to the parts. Remember also that Immanuel Kant was the teacher, if you will, of William Friedrich Hegel. One of Hegel's disciples' name was Feuerbach, and one of Feuerbach's disciples was a man named Martin Buber. And one of Martin Buber's disciples was a man named Amitai Etzioni. And now we find ourselves in the present with communitarian law. One of these days, perhaps I'll invite Nikki Rapana on the broadcast and allow her to expound on that. But we'll lay the foundation for it today right out of this article on the other side of this break. Be right back.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Hey, folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zippin' Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell him Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, so we've returned once again this idea being advanced by our author here, Mr. Gutkind, recalling the writings of Immanuel Kant. From his Critique of Judgment, the quotation is, "We can imagine an intellect which, while it is not discursive like our own but intuitive, proceeds from the general synthesis, from the idea as a whole, as such, to the particular, that is, from the whole to its parts, as opposed to from the parts to the whole." It's from the whole to the parts. This is where Immanuel Kant is asking us to go mentally. A supreme effort is needed, our author writes, to reconcile this new approach with our accustomed methods of transforming our environment. People are afraid of ideas. They prefer the dry facts of daily life. People are afraid of ideas. They prefer the dry facts of daily life. The regurgitorium of the daily news. Facts. Good news. Hard facts. Workable solutions. I start the broadcast that way every day, as you're well aware. Hard facts. Dry facts. Endless streams of fact and fact and fact. But people are afraid of ideas. And so they rely strongly upon facts, those dry facts of daily life. But those who are afraid of ideas lose their meaning in the end, our author writes. And this is perhaps the greatest danger which surrounds this new chapter in the history of mankind. And yet this chapter will be opened not by the many, but by the few, as it has always happened in the past. You know, we rail on and on about the elite. You know, I ask for the definition of the elite. What makes one elite in our minds? What separates them from the rank and the file? What separated Nikola Tesla from the rest of the herd, even Westinghouse? What separated Henry Ford from the rest of the herd? Was he an elite? Or was he just one of the few? Out of every 100 people, perhaps they find five leaders. I don't need to reach every person in the United States of America. I need to find one person at least in all of the 3,066 counties that understand the importance of becoming vocal local. And I don't even need all of the counties, just a majority of them, to make major changes politically possible. But let's go on further. He says, and yet this chapter will be opened not by the many, but by the few, as it has always happened in the past. But today, the danger is infinitely greater for the many, united in mediocrity by the pressure of conformity and reduced to the dead level of utter complacency and political immaturity, are far more decisive than ever in times past, because the media of mass communications takes hold of their conscience before they are even aware of what is going on. Goes right back to public relations. Goes right back to our information control division, the ICD in Germany. At what point shall we interdict in the life of a child? Shall we meet the child as he comes into grade school? Shall we meet them in the kindergarten? Shall we meet them in the swaddling cloth, in their mother's arm? Shall we meet that child in the mother's womb, or shall we interdict in the life of that child before it's ever been conceived? We need to know who we are and whose we are and who is shaping reality for us and break free from that bondage. They distrust, continuing, moreover, the unusual, the far-reaching, and the defiant passion of the clear-sighted rebel. Oh yes, philosophical radicalism here, where freedom is popular. Because of this mind-forged manacle that has been clamped on the people, for over 2,000 years we went back and studied the rise of the mind-forged manacles coming on a Sinatus from the priest classes. But if we can break free from all of that, they distrust, moreover, the unusual, the far-reaching, and the defiant passion of the clear-sighted rebel. Now, totally new things were happening at the Reformation, and we're going to get into more of that next week with our guest Daryl Everhart on Wednesday. I spent much of my time over the weekend reading in the encyclopedias. I went back and reread about Ignatius Loyola, the founder of the Jesuits, St. Francis Xavier, and all of that. But then I went back and I visited once again and went through the study of who is Martin Luther and what is Lutheranism and the Reformed Church, the Calvinists, etc., and brought that forward. New lies for old, perhaps. New manacles for old manacles. Repenting the people. Breaking up the stranglehold of the papacy, and then turning it right back into the same process again with a multitude of sects and sectarians, each one clamoring that they're right and they've got it all, they know it all. They understand the mind of the creator of the universe. But again, he says it's so much easier and so much more comforting to rely on what is known, on what can be seen and touched, and to bridge the gap between the old and the new by a flight into romanticism. In August Compton's Catechism of the positive religion and his positive polity, his system of positive politics, his positive philosophy, he said that there are no absolutes. Everything is relative, and that this is the only absolute relativity. Everything is relative. And what was he doing there? He was expressing a similar sentiment, or perhaps this author is very much a positivist himself. He says it's so much easier and so much more comforting to rely on what is known and what can be seen and touched. In other words, we're locked in this five senses reality. We have no spiritual connection with the creation. What we know is what we can see and what we can hear and what we can feel and what we can taste and what we can touch. Those senses that guide and judge everything. Completely forgetting and overlooking the mind in all of that. Sometimes. Not everybody. Most people. To bridge the gap between the old and the new by a flight into romanticism, the responsibility which rests on the few is tremendous. You can imagine yourself being Benjamin Bernanke or Netanyahu or Barry the Usurper at that moment, that brief moment between consciousness and unconsciousness as they fall off and drift into sleep, if they actually drift into sleep, or they just climb into the coffins and pull the lid down. But the responsibility which rests on the few is tremendous. The responsibility that was always on the head of William Cooper until his last moment on this planet Earth when he was ambushed outside of his own front door. He was able to shoot one of his assailants. The other one got him in a crossfire. And they decided to kill Crusher, his dog, as well. The responsibility which rests on the few is tremendous. It is a burden of social awareness and scientific integrity, of moral insight and fearless adherence to the highest ethical standards. Always we want to find the high ground and stand on that. Always we want to search for the truth. Lead me into the truth and keep me from error. A good morning prayer. It's a burden of social awareness and scientific integrity, of moral insight and fearless adherence to the highest ethical standards. What's all this got to do with the space race? The deployment of space weapons. Moral insight, fearless adherence to the highest ethical standards? Or do we just have madmen running the asylum? Let's drop down a bit and find out more about it. In the chain of the perennial revolutions, the most important one is still missing, the revolution which will lead to the discovery of man. You see, we think we know man, being one, looking in the mirror, we think we know man. But in the chain of perennial revolutions, our author here writes that the most important one is still missing, and it's the revolution which will lead to the discovery of man. Folks, there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. call 877-642-1553 or go to survivaloven.com. That's survivaloven.com.
Magic Phone Guard for only $29.95. You can fire your phone company, fire your lawyer, fire your government, fire all phone tappers, fire your nosy family extension eavesdroppers, fire your parents listening, fire your boss listening, fire your girlfriend listening, fire your wife listening, fire your boyfriend listening, fire your husband listening. Magic Phone Guard does it all. Order now for complete phone privacy. If the light is green, your phone line is clean. Magic Phone Guard's state-of-the-art circuitry monitors your phone lines 24 hours a day, keeping them private. The CIA bought Phone Guard, and so should you. Order now at www.magicphoneguard.com. That's www.magicphoneguard.com. Or call 1-800-234-5326. That's 1-800-234-5326. And order now for your phone security.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
And we've returned once again in the last, final segment of today's broadcast. Boy, this 2 hours has just swept by. Barely got into where we needed to go today, where I was hoping to get today on this. We'll have to continue it again, perhaps on Wednesday. But again, we're talking about this revolution in the air. And the author continues and he says, this revolution is being carried forward by the double attack of the social and natural sciences, those social scientists. Again, this course has been outlined most brilliantly by Dr. E.E.B. Adrian in his presidential address to the 1954 meeting of the British Association for the Advancement of Science. And before I go to his quote, I'm trying to recall to your memory and mind the address that you've heard on this network played on various host broadcasts made by Aldous Huxley. You know, back in the days, the 70s and 80s, when I was going to school, still, yet, in the 70s, I came across the writings of Aldous Huxley in his Brave New World, and later I got a copy of his Brave New World revisited. I also had the opportunity at that time to read George Orwell or Blair's 1984, written in 1948. And while studying that in a used paperback edition, I returned to the used bookstore there on University Avenue in Seattle, in the U District, dug through all the stacks and stacks of books, and I found a Cliff Notes of George Orwell's 1984, and I got that for study as well, brought it home. It's quite like a course on 1984. A window into the mind of Orwell for all of that. But at the same time, having studied both of those two, I lean more strongly towards the writings of Aldous Huxley as being far more profound and influential. Here, Dr. E.D. Adrian, in his presidential address to the 1954 meeting of the British Association for the Advancement of Sciences, said this: it may be optimistic to think that we should be better off if we had a better understanding of human reactions, but an increased knowledge of how the mind can be influenced could certainly forestall many of the influences which might be used to undermine our integrity. Discoveries about our own nature may disturb our peace of mind. But our own generation has already faced the theories of Freud as our grandfathers faced those of Charles Darwin. There was the same passionate resentment of the idea that our thoughts were more molded by unconscious forces. But we have recovered our balance, and we are not downhearted at finding ourselves less rational than we thought. Now we can look to the many branches of social sciences to make a dispassionate study of what actually happens in our society without regard to what might be expected to happen if we are to believe all we have been told. The picture of human behavior which the social scientist has to draw is of a system in which the units are men and women. Scientists who work in laboratories have a far easier task in selecting what they should observe and in making measurements and checking theories by experiments. But in spite of our hesitations, we can see that there are facts to be found about our usefulness into society and about our relations with one another and with the group to which we belong. It is too early to be cautious in encouraging these unfamiliar lines of research. We must do what we can to develop the sciences which deal with human behavior, even though we cannot always see what can come out of them. But human beings, when we consider them, notice the words there, this is dispassionate third person, the lowercase g looking down, but human beings, we know them to be socially politicized animals, when human beings are considered, and we consider them as material for the biologist, they are not to be thought of as incapable of improvement. These lofty goals cannot be reached by the accumulation of knowledge alone. And it continues. That's the end of the quote. Insight and vision are the indispensable counterparts without which pure knowledge remains the doubtful privilege of the ivory towers, now called laboratories. You know, you've heard it a million times. Experts say. Men familiar with the issue said, and so on. Now, in the words of two philosophers, Whitehead, that would be Alfred Whitehead, and Kant, or Immanuel Kant, and of a great scientist, Dr. Adrian, just read from him, the way toward a synthesis of philosophy and science, of the speculative and rational mind, and of the deductive and inductive methods has been charted. Now, it continues to the point. The air has been conquered, and with this conquest, a new freedom of ideas and insights has been given to us. Here lies the field of the new unitary vision, which will hold together the innumerable aspects of the dialogue between man and nature. When we look down from the airplane at the earth with an open mind, freed from the fetters of preconceived ideas and outworn methods of appreciation, everything falls into a true perspective. Even man himself, as an integral part of the whole, man has done tremendous things in his wrestling with nature, but the results are only too often questionable because they lack social responsibility. And of course, they talked earlier in this article about social ecology. So I wonder if we should stop there. No, let's not. Press on, Will. We can see the general mess he has made of many great opportunities. We can see the decaying ant heaps of our cities, the rural isolation and backwardness in many areas of the world, excluding millions from the main currents of life. We can see the misuse of the natural resources in vast parts of the earth's surface still unused. The new role of man in changing the face of the earth will lead to a different and higher standard of control over his physical environment and, above all, over his social surroundings. This will be the greatest and noblest phase of the perennial revolution, and its outcome will decide whether the social sciences were equal to this occasion or failed. The leadership in this next stage of transformation belongs to the social sciences, and recall that when Auguste Comte coined the term sociology, he crowned it the queen of sciences. And here in 1955, 100 years after that time, it has become that. Again, the leadership in the next stage of transformation belongs to the social sciences. All other sciences must be subordinated to their guidance, for in the realm of learning, they represent the moral conscience of mankind. The recent developments are an only too painful reminder that this conscience is not wide awake. And so we strive to wake up the sheeple in this process and encourage people to look beyond their own limited self-interest, as Auguste Comte said, and as Maurice Strong, I think, said, it's not about having more, it's about being more. This is the positivist worldview, locked up as we are in this five-sense body, denied the opportunity to make the fullest use of the spiritual aspect, or perhaps the harmonic aspect, or the frequencies, or the vibrations, or however you want to look at it. There is something more than the five senses that's going on here. And what this author was pointing to, what this researcher is pointing to, is this new shift that occurred right in this time period for them, for him, at the cutting edge in the 50s, and for us today, as these various platforms are being dreamed of, if not assembled, above our heads in low Earth orbits as satellites to control the planet and all of the creatures on it, as we go deeper and deeper into this concept of social ecology and planning, advanced planning, social planning of all of the Earth and of all of the Earth's resources in sustainable development. Back again tomorrow with our special guest, Vicki Davis. Until then, have a good day and thanks for listening.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
As America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.